Blog Talk Radio.
Internet radio advertising. Oh, it's that word. Well, we like to think of it as a good marriage. Why don't you promote your product to an audience that will appreciate it? In fact, how easy would it be to just send off a quick email to this very radio station to ask about how little it may cost for radio advertising? Also, hit them up on their Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Welcome to the y'all new WB Gospel Radio Show. That's right, it's going down this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening, man. It was definitely a hot day. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and all across the country, man. We're going to be here all the way up until 10 o'clock. Man, we got nothing but the best in gospel music. And I want to say a big shout out to Calvin Cathedral Church and to everybody out there that's listening to us on this beautiful Tuesday night. Oh, my goodness, man, if you got a gospel song you want to hear, if you just want to hear some gospel, some great gospel music, especially requests, man, all you got to do is give me a call here at the radio station, 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725. Man, I definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us, man. And you guys can check me out every night, 8 o'clock, right here on 109.3 FM, the gospel definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us globally, man. We got some big things coming up for 2013. I'm excited about what God is doing, man. God is doing so much in my life. He just really, it's just a beautiful thing. It's a blessing to see the work that God is doing, man. And I'm just going to keep on being faithfully. But I definitely want to say some big shout out to my sponsor. I have two new sponsors now. Three sponsors. I want to say a big shout out to Rhythm Gospel Magazine, the number one gospel magazine out of Waco, Texas. To Minister BC, she's doing it real big. And man, like I said, a big shout out to Princess Mover. They are our new sponsor, and we will be debuting their commercial tonight, right here on 109.3 FM, the Gospel. So definitely want to say a big shout out to Princess Movers. They're doing it real big. They got some big things going on with his pastor, Princess. He's doing it real big. So, again, a big shout-out to that big thing. They doing some big things, man. And so we're going to be talking about them, and he'll be calling in to the program tonight as well. But, again, man, definitely want to say a big shout-out to our new sponsor. He just took over as one of our new sponsors, man. And God is really blessing us, man, because we got a lot of new sponsors coming on board, man, to work with us, man. They want us to help them to produce a programming. So one of the things that we're gonna be doing on this radio show, man, is we're gonna be producing new programs and really getting a lot of different stuff out here. We're looking to produce your program right here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you are interested in getting a program on our station, man, y'all already know what to do. Just holler at us, and we'll try to get some things going for you, man. Definitely want to say a big shout out to all the people that's listening to us, man. Y'all really been a big support of everything that we got going on, man. So again, we definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's been making it possible for us to be able to do what we do. And again, if you want to be able to help us with this radio show, we only charging $25 a month. $25 a month will get you one promo commercial. Plus, what we'll do is we'll put your logo on our radio station page for $25 a month. So if anybody out there that's interested, and we know a lot of y'all are listening to us right now. So you know, if you're listening, well, we already know you're listening to us. Your logo would go on the front page of our radio station page right here, man. So we got plenty of room to put your stuff out there. So again, we're just trying to make it better for the artists out there. And also, we definitely gotta say a big shout out to Presentation Gift. You can check them out. We'll be talking to Donna about her business as well. Her business is really taking off. So, again, a big shout-out to Presentation, Freedance, and Gift. Put a smile on someone's heart, man. We definitely want to say a big shout-out to her. For more information, you can call Donna at 817-841-9418. Again, 817-841-9418. Get in contact with Donna. You know, anything that you want to know about her business, man. You can also check out her website page. It's presentationgift.leach.com. Again, that website is presentationgift.leach.com. Y'all check out what she got. She got a lot of stuff that she can offer for y'all, man. It's getting closer to the holidays, especially the Christmas holidays, man. And y'all going to be looking for something to be able to buy. Y'all can buy some. She got all kinds of good stuff, man. And what we're going to be doing coming up on December, I believe on the 15th of December, we're going to be giving away a gift basket on this program right here. So we're trying to do some big things for the, you know, we're trying to serve the community and do some big things for the community. We're going to be getting out, doing a lot of different stuff. But I want y'all to continue to pray for a lot of the people in our community, man. There's so much going on. So many people are dying left and right, getting killed. And we just got to keep on praying for our society, keep on praying for our community, keep on praying for the world, man. A lot of stuff going on out there in Africa, man. I was just talking to my boy John White. We were talking about some of the craziness that's happening. So, again, we just want to keep the whole entire world in prayer, man. Keep our cousins in prayer. Keep our community in prayer, man. Because there is so much evilness going on in this world today that we just got to be really, really careful. All right, y'all, what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead on and play some more gospel music. Again, if you want to call in, get your shout out. All you got to do is give us a call here at 347, area code 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Again, 347-989-1725. All right, we're going to some more gospel music right here on 109.3 FM. We'll be right back. God in me. Y'all hear the first.
Don't change, I'm doing in paradise.
Thank you.
manageable for seniors. Too often they're readmitted shortly after being discharged. To help seniors and those who care for them plan, the Elder Care Locator created a new brochure called Hospital to Home, Plan for Smooth Transition. It includes tips on making a hospital kit, preparing your home, managing medications, and learning about community resources that might be useful. For a free copy, call 800-677-1116 or visit eldercare.gov.
Healthy development in adolescence is more than avoiding drugs, staying in school, and keeping out of trouble. Researchers at the Johns Hopkins University Center for Adolescent Health say the teen years are a time for opportunity, not turmoil. The researchers are funded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as part of the Prevention Research Centers program, and they explore ways to promote the healthy development of young people. They put their findings into a book for people who live or work with teens, including teens themselves. The book is called The Teen Years Explained, A Guide to Healthy Adolescent Development. It explains the science behind teen behavior, debunks negative teen stereotypes, and covers such topics as dealing with bullying, sleep deprivation, and ways to support teens through puberty. This information can help young people grow up competent, confident, and caring. You can download a free copy of The Teen Years Explained at www.jhsph.edu/teen years.
Radio Roundup. We'll be offering you ideas from experts to help you protect your health, add value to your home, make family life more fun, take care of your car, and protect your finances. Have a pen and paper handy. We'll be telling you where to write or telephone toll-free for free booklets from our government and American associations.
Making your own salad dressings to showcase garden fresh fruits and vegetables is easy and pays off in both taste and nutrition. You can find a variety of flavorful salad and dressing recipes in the Canola Info Get Dressed for Summer recipe collection. A great time to turn your outdoor living space into a mini spa retreat. To help, here are some tips for enjoying your backyard spa and keeping maintenance simple. Proper water circulation is important. Run the circulation system every day. Continue to clean the filter every 4 to 6 weeks. To preserve spa surfaces and prevent dirt buildup, you can use off-the-wall surface cleaner and spa guard cleaning mitts. Powerful low-sudsing cleaners that work specifically with spa water chemistry. You can learn more at spaguard.com.
Hi, Dallas 43. Are you looking for a movers company? Well, look no more. Prentice Movers has been serving the DFW Metroplex for over 25 years. They are licensed, funding, and insurance. For more information, check out their website at www.prentismovers.com. Again, that website is www.princessmovers.com, or you can call 817-929-3861 and let them know that Mr. Donnie B over at 1093 FM The Gospel sent you over. Thank you.
Safe at home, install locks that let windows open only part way. You can feel the breeze, but kids can't crawl out. Next, put bright stickers at children's eye level on glass doors. Because kids can get entangled in window treatment cords, leading window covering manufacturer Hunter Douglas offers many styles that eliminate cords or reduce access to them. For older products, the Window Covering Safety Council has free retrofit kits. Learn more at hunterdouglas.com/child safety.
This your homie OG Ron, so you know Swish Owl's finest chop stars, we in the building. I want to personally invite everybody out to attend the 6th annual OG Ron C. Texas Music Conference, taking place December the 13th through the 15th all across the Dallas Metroplex. And this year, we're recognizing the producers and the DJs, making it the year of the mix. So Thursday, December the 13th, come out to Club OUI for the kickoff party featuring the 7th year celebration of Skylife Entertainment, with special invited guests, my homie, DeRoe, Gator Man, Michael 5000 Watts, Lil Will, Trey Peso, Maybach Music Group's A Bebe, my girl Kiki J, and many more. Friday, December the 14th, is DFW's first ever silent beat auction at the Halftime Bar and Grill in Arlington, with producers such as my homie DJ Chose, B King, Player Skills, and Big Faze, just to name a few, will be auctioning off their beats to register bidders. And profits of the beats sold will go towards benefiting the children of AIDS Arms and Kim's Kids Foster Homes. To register your beat and for more information, visit www.ogroncTMC.com. Saturday, December the 15th, the official music conference is at Club OUI, featuring four panels, artist performances, Q&A, and a special fashion show hosted by super video model Ebony J. The conference begins at 12 noon with the official after party at Club Onyx Dallas. Remember, admissions into the events is three new unwrapped toys to be donated to the Children AIDS Arms and Kim's Kids Foster Homes. So for more information, visit www.ogronctmc.com or contact Sky of Sky Life Entertainment at 214-815-4979. See you there.
tell you, it's definitely going down right here on the number one brand new gospel music station right here on 109.3 FM, the gospel. It is the finish of 34 after the hour right here on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday night. And what we're about to do right now, we're about to go live to the phone lines and see what everybody is out there doing. We're going to go live right now to area code 817, the first 3 digits of your phone number, 448. You live on the radio. Who is this? 817-448, you live on the radio. All right, y'all, man. It's definitely going down on 109.3 FM. We're going live to 817-692. You are live on the radio. Who is this?
It's your boy Apocalypse. What's up, Donnie B?
Hey, Apocalypse, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. What about yourself?
Man, just blessed, man. Just playing some good gospel music, man. What about you, man? What's going on with you?
Shoot, man, just watching the History Channel, listening to the gospel at the same time, man.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That is a blessing, man. Tell everybody where you calling from, man. What part of the city you calling? We got a lot of people listening from all across the country, man. Tell everybody what city you're calling from.
Come from Agtown, Arlington, you know what I'm saying? City of Giants, baby. Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, Texas. All right, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. We gotta take some more phone calls real quick, man. If you call on for 1 second, I'll be talking to you off air, okay?
All right.
All right, then. Skeps, you're going down on 109.3 up in the gospel. And if you are an artist out there and you got some gospel music that you want to get played on this program, all you got to do is give me a call at 347-989-1725, or you can call my personal number at 682-323-1102, and also you can email us, DonnieB27@yahoo.com. Send your gospel music there, and if it's hot, guess what? We're going to play it live on the radio right here on 109.3 FM. We're going live to the phone line. All right, we're going live to 817-448. You are live on the radio with Donnie B. Who is this?
This is Don B. Johnson. How you doing, Donnie B?
Hey, man, welcome to the show. How's everything going with you, man?
Everything going good, man. I just want to thank you all for supporting us on yesterday and sending out shout-outs to the radio station for supporting our Johnson family mortuary, home of the famous twins, Dondre and Derek Johnson. So we thank you all. Once, thank you, twice.
Hey, man, well, real quick, man, how did it go on yesterday, man? What was the result from it yesterday?
Well, yesterday we blessed 106 families with turkeys and dressing.
Hey, man, that's good, man.
Yes, sir. We look forward to doing something for Christmas for the community.
Okay. Well, what we may try to do, man, I'm going to get with you, man. We may try to come out there and do it live. Now, are you guys been planning on doing it on the Saturday, or how does it work?
Yes, sir, on a Saturday, because we want you all to come on out and support us. And
okay.
Let's get in the cloud on the end and let's work together.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Whatever we can do to be a supporter of what you guys are doing out there in the community, man, that's what it's all about. We want to do our part in serving the community as well, man. What you think about that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So tell everybody I say hi to, man.
Sure will. Thank you, Donna. Be blessed.
Hey, thank you. You too, man.
Bye-bye.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all support them, man. They doing it real big in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, the newest funeral home out there, man. Johnson Family Mortuary is doing it real big. Y'all make sure y'all...
going to heaven.
Heaven.
I'm going to heaven.
Heaven.
I'm determined.
Right here on 109.3 FM, The Gospel. I definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us all across the country right here on this beautiful, beautiful, what, Tuesday night, the night before Thanksgiving Eve, man. You know what? I want to hear from the people. I want to hear what you guys are going to be doing for Thanksgiving Eve. I mean, for Thanksgiving, man, are you going to cook turkey? Are you going to go to your family house to visit? Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725 and let us know what you guys are going to be doing for Thanksgiving. I definitely want to say a big shout-out to our sponsors. We got to say a big shout-out to Princess Movers. Man, anytime that y'all trying to move stuff, man, y'all need to definitely get with them, man, www.princessmover.com. Check them out. They're one of our big sponsors. Y'all can check that out right there as well. And also, a big shout-out to Gospel Rhythms Magazine, the number one gospel music magazine out there in Waco, Texas. So if y'all are interested in getting some business with them, y'all can also give them a call as well, or either y'all can go to RealtorsMagazine.com, man, and check them out, man. Minister BC is doing some really, really big things out there, and y'all go out there and support them, man. And also, we got to say what's up to our third sponsor, man. Presentation, Greetings, and Gift put a smile on someone's heart. Big shout out to Donna, man. She's doing it real big, especially if you're trying to, you know, as you get closer to the holidays, as you get closer to Christmas, man, you guys are going to be looking for some good sales, man. Also, Friday is coming up? It's Black Friday. So what y'all going to be doing on Black Friday? You know, you got to get ready for that. Black Friday is coming up Friday, and Donna's going to be having some good sales going on, and y'all can check them out. Now, for more information about that, y'all can go to her website, presentationgift.leach.com. That's presentationgift.leach.com. Y'all check them out. That's Donna Jones. Y'all can check them out when it comes down to different types of gifts. And trust me, man, she got all kinds of gifts. I went to the website on yesterday and check it out. She got some really, really good stuff, and she's one of our sponsors, man. Y'all go out there and support her by buying some stuff. You know, sometimes we always talk about we're going to do this, man, but we need to go out and support our African-American, black-owned, black business, man. Sometimes that's what it takes. We have to support our business out there, man, and that's how you keep individual people in place when it comes down to that, man. So, again, a big shout-out to Donna Jones. For more information, y'all can also call the business number, which is 817-841-9418. Again, that's 817 area code, 841-9418. Y'all check them out, man. Donna Jones, Presentation, Breeze, and Gift. Man, I tell you what, they doing some real big things out there. And we definitely want to say a big shout-out to all of our sponsors that are out there doing some really, really big things this week. As it get closer to Thanksgiving, man, we need to be able to give thanks to the Lord above, to our Lord, Savior Christ, man. We need to be able to give thanks to Him for everything that has happened with us. Even sometimes we have to give thanks to even when we're going through trials and tribulation, when we're going through bad times and stuff, we still have to be able to give God a praise, man, because you always got to look at it like this, everybody. Sometimes you may be the trials and tribulations you're going through is always worse with somebody else. I had to learn that. I be sitting up here thinking, man, my life is a living hell. My life is a living hell, but when I get to thinking and somebody else come up to me and I be thinking, you know what, my life is not as bad as I thought it was. Somebody else's life is always worse than yours. And if you look at it like that, then you're not as bad off as you thought you was. I want the saints of God to remember that. I want the listeners to remember that. That you may think it's bad, you may think you're going to trials and tribulation, man, but if someone is always worse than yours. And I got to say a big shout out to my church, Calvary Cathedral Church, man. They've been really, really praying for me, and I am so excited about this coming up Sunday, because this coming up Sunday, I will be giving my testimony in front of thousands and thousands of people worldwide, from internet to people from all over will be listening to my testimony, man. So I'm really excited about that. They called me today and asked me if I would give a testimony service on how good God has done since I've been going to church at Calvary Cathedral. Man, I'm excited about it, man. It's a blessing. And I will definitely be letting y'all know what happened on Monday with the testimony service, man. I'm just hoping that my testimony service be a good thing for somebody else out there, man. So, again, it's definitely going down. And what we're going to do right now, I got to say a big shout out to my boy Jay. I can never get his name right, man. But he's online listening to us right now. And again, if you want to call and keep a shout out, just call it 347-989-1725. And definitely want to say a big shout out to Johnson Family Mortuary Funeral Home. They are going to be working with us real soon. I'm excited about having the funeral home people working with us out there. They do a lot of stuff in the community, and we are definitely going to be in support of them. We'll be doing a couple different live broadcasts out there, so we'll keep y'all abreast on that as we get more details about it. We got a lot of different stuff that's going to be coming up, y'all, so y'all just keep us in prayer. We got some big plans for 2013, and I'm excited about what God is about to do. All right, speaking of excitement, we want to come on gospel music. Right here we are, your 24-hour gospel music station. You can get us on demand anytime you want, 24 hours a day, right here on 109.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Woo! got to check out the hottest new CD, To Master, by Pastor Jimmy Prentice. Everybody is talking about the hottest CD across the country. For more information about purchasing this new CD, all you got to do is go to www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Again, that's www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861. Again, 817-929-3861. Purchase this CD. Everybody's talking about this CD. It is off the chains. Y'all check it out first. And tell them you heard it first on 1093 FM, thegospel.org.
Another request.
At the same time, well,
That's right. You can't serve two masters. Y'all hear the first right here on your brand new gospel music station right here on 109.3 FM. And that song right there is by my main man, Pastor Jimmy Prentice. It's off the CD called Two Masters. You cannot serve two masters. That's what he's saying. That's what he's preaching about. Preaching about the word of God. All right, y'all. What we're about to do right now, we're going to go to our quick sponsors real quick. We definitely want to say a big shout-out to all of our sponsors that are sponsoring this radio broadcast right here. A big shout-out to Presentation Breeders and Gifts. Put a smile on someone's heart. If you're looking to get gifts and stuff, y'all know it's getting closer to Black Friday coming up, this coming up Friday. So y'all make sure that y'all support Donna Jones by calling 817-841-9418. Her website is presentationgift.leach.com. Again, that's presentationgift.leach.com. That's spelled L-I-S-H. Y'all support them and everything that they are doing for the community. And also, we got to say a big shout-out to Princess Mover, man. If y'all in the process of trying to get someone to move y'all, a business trying to get moved to another location, y'all go make sure y'all go check out www.princessmovers.com. Again, that's www.princessmovers.com. I'll be saying that too, with two W's instead of three. But anyway, y'all go check them out for more information. Y'all can call Pastor Princess at 817-929-3861. Also, shout out to our voice sponsors. We got to say a big shout out to Rhythm Gospel Magazine. Y'all make sure that y'all support Rhythm Gospel Magazine. They one of our big sponsors. And y'all can go to rhythmsmagazine.com. The number one gospel magazine in Waco, Texas. Man, God is really blessing us, man. We got four sponsors. We're in the process of getting a couple more sponsors, man, real soon. Man, God is really working this out, man. I definitely want to thank God for everything that's happening with me as far as these sponsors go. And we're going to go live to the phone lines right now. We're going to go live to my main man, New York City. It's in the building. Big shout out to Gerald White. Good evening, man. Welcome to the show, man. Hey, what's going down, man, on this beautiful Tuesday night? Okay, I'm trying to go to him right now. Okay. Let me see. All right, y'all. We're going to my main man right now. Let me see. All right, y'all. Well, we're trying to go to him. John White, can you hear us? All right, y'all. We're having a little technical problem with the phone lines, man, but we are trying to get the phone lines together. Big shout out to our John, if you can call, hang up and call right back, we'll be able to get you back on. That's John White right there, man. A big shout out to my main man, John White, and hopefully we can get him back on the phone line, man. We're having a little problems with the phone lines right here. That happens, man. Computers are not going to always be 24 hours perfect. Nothing's going to be always 24 hours perfect, man. Y'all always remember that. Definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us today on this Tuesday. Big shout out to everybody out there listening to us, man. Okay, I think we got them back on. Let me see. Okay. We are determined to get these phone lines working, y'all. I tell you what, we're going to go to we're going to go to a quick station break, y'all. And when we come back, we're going to come back with some more. Hopefully, we'll have the phone lines fixed by then. Let me see. Okay. All right. We got it working. All right, John. Good evening, man. Welcome to the show, man.
Okay. How's it going? How's it going?
Hold on, wait a minute. Hey, John. I was like, wait a minute. What's really going on?
I know. I'm in the supervisor's office in Studio B. What's happening out there in Texas? What's the climate like there?
Oh, man, it's beautiful, man. We cannot ask for no more beautiful weather than what we get right now in Texas right now, man. The weather is gorgeous, man. I've been out enjoying it all day long.
Wow. We're in the 40s here in New York.
we're talking about 70s. We're talking about 70s and 80s.
Wow. Wow. at current, it's 46 degrees clear. The high today was 50. So it's for us, that's chilly. That's chilly. But, you know, we...
I don't know, man, but a lot of people out here in Texas are wishing that it would snow. One lady said at church, because I'm a member of Calvary Cathedral Church, said this past Sunday she wished it would just snow. So a lot of Texas people are not happy with this weather. They want some cold weather and snow. What do you think about that, man?
Well, that's too much. Yeah, I don't think they would ready. I don't think no one would welcome that in Texas at this time. Snow? Is it that bad?
Yeah,
is it that hot?
They want snow. Well, no. I think it's beautiful out here. 70s, 80s. You can't ask for no more better weather than 70s, 80s compared to everybody else.
Wow.
Everybody else out here. Some people complaining, but you know, I look at it like this, John. You can't please everybody. Everybody's not gonna be pleased.
No. Exactly. Exactly.
I learned
that. We pay for that climate out here. I mean, this time of the year is getting colder and colder, and that later in the night, let's say between 11:30, 1-ish a.m. in the morning, it's around 25, 35 degrees, and a wind factor. It's sort of chill. And it's starting to creep between now and January. It'll be possibly in the single digits.
Wow, man. And we complaining. Texas people, you guys are complaining about this kind of weather. And we blessed to have the weather that we have right now, because it could be worse. Man, speaking of that, man, I want to talk to you about this real quick, John. How is everybody out there doing in New York since the bad weather came out there, especially with the you guys had the hurricane out there?
Yeah, well, I can try and answer that, but there's so many things, and then you would need a time frame to cover. But to sum it up, Donnie and the radio audience, Texas and all the listeners, pardon my manners, hello to everyone. Donnie, it's to say the least, there's so many people and the various family members and the different ethnic family parents, different ethnic groups. There's a lot of people that are at a disadvantage. Excuse me. And you know, it's so sad. It has nothing to do with the shades of color. These families have been displaced. They have nothing but rubbish and rubble, and basically it looked like bashed, crushed wood. The homes are no longer there. Everything that they had is no longer there. There's a lot of people out in Queens and Far Rockaway in the dark, still in the dark. Coney Island is still in the dark. It's very sad because a lot of people, we really don't know and don't really appreciate a lot of things until these experiences happen. And with this act of God, it's something, because to see a lot of people have nowhere to go, no home, you know, they have different venues trying to eat and sleep, no running water, no hot water, you know, and then the children of this place, it's frightening, because one day you're living in luxury and you're having the comfort of thing, and then in the next matter of the next day or hours or a week, it everything is gone, and it's crazy. And to think about it, my mind is just wondering right now. I'm trying to find the words.
You know what, man?
Yes.
I want you to talk to the community out there, man, because that's one thing that I'm always talking to the young people, especially young people that's listening, about that. You know, be thankful for what you got. Stop complaining so much about every little bitty thing, man, and just keep going on. Be thankful for what you got, man. I've been looking at also a report, man, that the people out there are upset and angry because of the Walmart. Let's talk about the Walmart situation, man. A lot of people are going to be out there protesting on Black Friday, man, because they are upset because they're not getting the wages that they want to get, man. But I don't know. I guess I look at life a little different, man. As a person who, I mean, some people that may not have a job, and some people are complaining about certain things at a job. When you got hundreds of people out there that are still looking for a job, that's willing to take almost anything, just to make a sacrifice, just to be able to feed their family, man. What are your thoughts on that? Because a lot of people at the Walmart are angry and upset. Now they've been protesting all this week, and they're talking about protesting again on Black Friday, I guess, to make a point, man. But my thing is, could that be a scary thing? Because there's so many people out there that are looking for jobs out there, man. Could this be a disaster waiting to happen? Let's talk about that.
Wow, that's something. I think I'll put it like this. When you're talking about this Black so-called Friday, they should really shut that down, and people should really pay attention and be involved collectively with the unification of helping other people that are less fortunate right now, that have no homes, no food, no shelter, no clothing. Children don't know where they're going to be living at within the next day and or hour. FEMA and other components are in place. The governors, the mayors, the president has been running around the country trying to help as much as he can. And we have to collectively fix this. We're worrying about a Black Friday. A Black Friday, that's a misnomer when you're talking about these problems that we're having. Then you have people over in the so-called Middle East on the other side of the Nile. They're killing one another, bombing each other, Egypt, Iran, and Israel. You know what I mean? So, and then you have the universe is not really happy with our behavior and or things that are happening. Then the choices, you know, Black Friday doesn't exist when people are hungry, when people are homeless, when people are thirsty, they need clean water, they need clothes. You have people that are dropping off Donnie in Queens and Coney Island and in Brooklyn and in Jersey. They're coming together they're ordering pizza. Some of them, that's all they can afford, to just buy pizza and buy truckloads and feeding and walking door to door. Black Friday, again, should be shut down. You should get together, get on planes, we really got to get it together, because everything is just a mess. You know what I'm saying? It is a mess. So when we have other family members on the planet that have less than we have, we can sleep at night. Most of us, we can sleep the night. We can get up in the morning. We can take a hot shower. What about our other extended family members on the planet that need us?
Right.
And we're talking about a Black Friday.
I agree on that. You're right.
And then you have over again in Egypt and Israel and places like that over there, they're bombing each other because grown men are acting like children. You don't like me, I don't like you, I'm gonna shoot a bomb in your community, you shoot a bomb in my community. And then you know what I'm saying? And then all of that And then when you have the storms and the act of God, with the climate, and things are so, we're such a disruptive family. There's no love, there's no understanding, there's no unity. You know what I mean? Everybody's screaming and hollering about the so-called, the multiple religions. Our purpose on this planet is one thing and one thing only: to worship and praise God. That's why we created them through the wombs. That's the main purpose. And there's not enough prayer, not enough fasting, there's no faith anymore, people are killing and mourning. It has to stop. And as long as this behavior is on table, giving us these choices, killing one another, robbing one another, stealing from each other, it is something, you know. So we have to stop taking things for granted.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. As a community, as America, man, what should people be doing right now?
Helping one another. And the only way we can do that, we have to come together, take the gloves off and get down and dirty and help one another. That's the only way we're going to solve it. We can fix it. We have to help one another. Because if not, everybody's getting their own little corner. It's going to be a whole a lot of division. It's a whole lot of nonsense that's going on the planet. If we do not help one another, it's going to be something.
Right.
It's like this. We're always adjured to the wait for the unfolding of the psychic powers until they come in the natural course of events and or consequences of the development of character. As we see from the study of these four centers that they surely will, that is natural evolution. That is the only really safe way, for by it the student obtains all the benefits and avoids all the dangers. That
mm-hmm.
is the path which our masters have trodden in the past, that therefore...
I wanted to say this
in closing.
This
goes for all of us. Beware of our thoughts as they become our words. Beware of your words as they become your actions. Beware of your actions as they become your habits. Beware of your habits as they become our fate.
Man, that's amazing, man. For those who just now tuning in to us, we're talking to Mr. John White right here on 1093 Up in the Gospel. We got a lot of people out there that are listening to us, man. And also for those who are tuning in to us on the archive, man, we just got we got new sponsors, man. What are your thoughts on that, John?
Wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's what I'm talking about, unification and everybody collectively coming together and supporting one another, as opposed to a lot of separation and division. That's the key.
Right.
And that's the way to fix it, by uniting and unifying all of our energies and doing the things that we need to do as a family and as a society, as a community. I don't
right.
care where you're at on the planet. If you live here in Florida or California, you're still one family. And
right.
we have to help one another and support one another. If not, there's going to be a lot of confusion and a whole lot of foolishness, and it's not going to help, you know. But
man,
we just have a lot to do, and it's not hard. It's not hard to figure out. You know, we just have to come together. I mean, Barack Obama's in there 4 more years. We actually need 10 to 20 more years of him, but it's too much acting, too much of him. Again, that's a unique young man with his wife, two lovely children, and he's doing the best that he can, but we have to help him. He cannot
that's right.
do it by himself. He cannot do it by himself. His staff can't do it by himself. We all have to chip in. This is bigger than Barack Obama and the Obama family. The Obama family is in place for all of us. Again, it has nothing to do with your ethnicity and or shade. It's about the whole planet unifying and getting this thing together. We have to stop this foolishness. And how much time do we have? Do I have a minute or two just to read?
Yeah. We got 40 minutes left. So go ahead and take your time.
Okay. It must not be imagined that this budding consciousness springs full grown into a man's mind at once. It has done so in some cases. It is true. But in the majority of instances, it is the matter of slow growth. But the man is never just the same after the growth commences. He apparently may lose his full consciousness of the truth, but it will come back to him again and again. And all the time it is working gradually to make over that man's nature, and his changed mental attitude manifests itself in this, his actions. He becomes more cheerful and happy. Things that worry his neighbors seem to have but little effect upon him. He finds it hard to manifest a respectable amount of regret and grief over things that bear heavily upon those around him. He is apt to be regarded as unfeeling and heartless. Notwithstanding, his heart may be full of love and kindness, his mental attitude is changed. His viewpoint has shifted. He finds himself ceasing to fear, and those around him are apt to consider him reckless or thoughtless. Time has less meaning to him, for the idea of eternity has come to him. Distance ceases to appall him, for it is not all space his. Such a one had better kept quiet, or he will be sure to be considered one of those that are out of sync. And their foreheads significantly, when speaking of him, the person who understands and overstands the workings of operations of universal law may transmute matter, force, and mind into desirable conditions by using the higher law against the lower laws. All phenomenal laws are subservient to the causation of the higher law. Who is to say what is or what isn't? The government, the United Nations, religion, science? When none can grow a single strand of hair on their head or a single thumbnail on their finger, a vision aid has been provided regarding the manifestation of life, cycles of death, and rebirth. There are many beliefs or combinations of these systems in the world. The question is, does a given belief hold any substance in reality? I'm finished.
Wow, John, man, that's amazing. That's John. For those who just now tuning in to us right now on 109.3 FM, shout out to everybody out there listening to us in different ways. That's Mr. John White, man. That's amazing, man. And you know you got to come back on the show, man. I'm taking your advice now, John. We're gonna be getting out coming up the first of the year. We're gonna be getting out into the community a lot. We're gonna start going out into the community, taking the radio show live on location. For a lot of y'all that are listening to us at night, we may be changing up as on, especially on weekends, because what I want to do, John, is take this radio broadcast on location and just be out there in the community. Sometimes we got to be out there where the people are at, man, and that's
right.
What it's all about. And man, you said a handful of tonight, man. That was some teaching knowledge for me. But sometimes we all need to just sit down and listen. And man, you really, really told the truth tonight, man. You teach. And that's one thing I like about John White, y'all, man. When he come on the show, he always has something positive to say that can influence, especially the young people that's listening to us. And also to my church, Calvin Cadiza. Man, but again, John, you know we got to thank you, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Anytime you want to come on, call into the show, you know you're welcome, man. This is like your home.
And thank you, and I thank you for having me. And I'd like to say to all of those lovely family members out there in Texas, one day, God willing, I'll be able to embark on that side of the world, that side of the globe, and put my feet on that soil and walk throughout the downtown areas and see the various wonderful people and communities there. My dream is to one day embark on Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Antonio, and see what it's like and see if there's any similarities to New York or downtown or midtown, the Upper West Side, Lower West Side, and Soho. I'm hoping to get there soon, and I will be.
Man, and you know what? We definitely going to be praying for you on this side, man. Anything that we can do to help you, make sure you already know the phone number, man. Just call us and let us know. Say, hey, W, I need some help with this, man. You know, we got you on this one. And, man, for those who also, man, me and John got some big plans for 2013. I already know about it. I'm excited about it. Me and John going to be doing some big things together, man, for the listeners out there, man. We're going to be throwing some real knowledge to y'all, man, right here on the radio, man, coming real soon, man. You definitely working on that, right? Am I right about that, man?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I'm
excited.
I'm trying to sort of thinking about it and seeing it in my mind's eye, and then once everything is on the table and we settle the time slot and get everything together, we'll start promoting it the way it should, and then we, the family, we, the community, we, the listening audience, will collectively embark on another journey and just start improving. We all are a work in progress, and that's a wonderful thing. So we as a family, we as neighbors, we as people, it is what it is, you know.
Well, I tell you what, John, you made a really, really good point when you said that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it's about, you know, the collective unification, and, you know, and to sum it up, it's a wonderful thing because the journey is really about involving everyone. the I's and the me's doesn't exist. It's we. And, you know, it's a remarkable thing to be alive, and it's a remarkable thing to know that we have a little more time to embark on this journey, all of us. And when it's over, we'll know it. But for now, you know, we have things to do and we have work to be done. But everything should be done in a collective manner, you know, with love and respect, giving yourself, forgiving others, loving, loving, loving unconditionally. There's a lot of elders, there's a lot of grandmothers and grandfathers that are displaced. There's a lot of people that haven't visited and had, there's no family reunions anymore. We need to start having dinners, sitting down, praying, talking, having family meetings, and having creative think tanks in the home. Instead of bickering and arguing, sit down at the table, hold hands, and pray together. Talk about it. Work these things out. Because the elders are taking notes. They may seem like they're relaxed, but they're taking notes, and they're watching and listening. And if we don't conduct ourselves, not only will they be angry, the Most High will be angry, and we have to really get it together. As a collective family, we have to fix this. You know what I mean? And it's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing. You know, so, you know, we have to do what we have to do and make sure that, you know, we have to experience, we will be experiencing every day at different times, a little heartache here and there, a little bump in the road here or there, mm-hmm. but those knocks are worth it. Self-mastery and self-control is really what it's all about, and it's a wonderful thing because humans are experiencing the process of evolution and the rapid technological advances that are being made. And at the same time, we have the grossest forms of violence made their appearance on the scene all around the planet, 12 o'clock in the afternoon in the hemisphere, in the so-called Western Hemisphere, the Western world. We have children, our children, are waging war against each other and on us and fighting over nothing. You know what I mean? And if we don't wake up, we will lose them and we lose ourselves because the wars have to stop. Materialistic and views, they come from dream states that are very real, but indeed the person and or people that occupies these state of mind,
yeah.
we have to discard that. And humans that are experiencing this process, we have to, you know, prayer creates rapid and technological advances and change. And if we can pray together and have faith and believe that we can change the world globally, it can happen. But until that happens, you know, we, you know, mommy and daddy and son and daughters, everybody scattered around, we have to really pull this thing together. But so much for that, I don't want to go into that, you know what I mean, all night, because this is your show. This is our show, and I don't want to consume the time.
I call it, John, I call it the community show, the people.
Yes.
We the voice for the people. Hey, John, I tell you what, don't go nowhere, man. We're going to go to our quick sponsors real quick, and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
John White is with us live on 109.3 FM, right here on the All-New Dundee Gospel Radio Show, the voice for the community. We're going to a quick station break. We're going to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
A great time to turn your outdoor living space into a mini spa retreat. To help, here are some tips for enjoying your backyard spa and keeping maintenance simple. Proper water circulation is important. Run the circulation system every day. Continue to clean the filter every 4 to 6 weeks. To preserve spa surfaces and prevent dirt buildup, you can use off-the-wall surface cleaner and spa guard cleaning mitts, powerful load-sudsing cleaners that work specifically with spa water chemistry. You can learn more at spaguard.com.
Hi, Dallas 43. Are you looking for a movers company? Well, look no more. Prentice Movers has been serving the DFW Metroplex for over 25 years. They are licensed, funding, and insurance. For more information, check out their website at www.prentismovers.com. Again, that website is www.prentismovers.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861 and let them know that Mr. Donnie B over at 1093 FM The Gospel sends you over. Thank you.
Safe at home, install locks that let windows open only part way. You can feel the breeze, but kids can't crawl out. Next, put bright stickers at children's eye level on glass doors. Because kids can get entangled in window treatment cords, leading window covering manufacturer Hunter Douglas offers many styles that eliminate cords or reduce access to them. For older products, the Window Covering Safety Council has free retrofit kits. Learn more at hunterdouglas.com/child safety.
This your homie OG Ron, so you know Swish House finest Chop Stars, we in the building. I want to personally invite everybody out to attend the 6th annual OG Ron C. Texas Music Conference, taking place December the 13th through the 15th all across the Dallas Metroplex. And this year, we're recognizing the producers and the DJs, making it the year of the mix. So Thursday, December the 13th, come out to Club OUI for the kickoff party featuring the 7th year celebration of Skylife Entertainment, with special invited guests, my homie, DeRoe, Gator Man, Michael 5000 Watts, Lil Will, Trey Peso, Maybach Music Group's A Bebe, my girl Kiki J, and many more. Friday, December the 14th, is DFW's first ever silent beat auction at the Halftime Bar and Grill in Arlington, with producers such as my homie DJ Chose, B King, Player Skills, and Big Face, just to name a few, will be auctioning off their beats to registered bidders. And profits of the beats sold will go towards benefiting the children of AIDS Arms and Kim's Kids Foster Homes. To register your beat and for more information, visit www.ogroncTMC.com. Saturday, December the 15th, the official music conference is at Club OUI, featuring 4 panels, artist performances, Q&A, and a special fashion show hosted by super video model Ebony J. The conference begins at 12 noon with the official after party at Club Onyx Dallas. Remember, admissions into the events is 3 new unwrapped toys to be donated to the Children AIDS Arms and Kim's Kids Foster Homes. So for more information, visit www.ogroncTMC.com or contact Sky of Sky Life Entertainment at 214-815-4979. See you there.
Man, you got to check out the hottest new CD, To Master, by Pastor Jimmy Prentice. Everybody is talking about the hottest CD across the country. For more information about purchasing this new CD, all you got to do is go to www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Again, that's www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861. Again, 817-929-3861. Purchase this CD. Everybody's talking about this CD. It is off the change. Y'all check it out first. And tell them you heard it first on 1093FM, thegospel.org.
It's not that your radio sounds strange. You just found a station that plays what you like. And thanks for listening.
Flash getting like a treasure hunt that searches for a gem. Like a fallen soldier searches for his men. I can make it without you, Lord. I surrender to you once again.
How many people are actually listening to us, man? We have a lot of people listening to us on our, that listen to the archives of this program, man. So big shout out to everybody that go out and download this program. We also have people following us and listening to us on SoundCloud. So big shout out to everybody listening to us on SoundCloud, man. We got people listening to us other different places. And, man, I'm here to also to announce, Mr. John White, that we also in the process of coming on another new gospel station. I'm getting ready to pick up the show real soon, man. So I'm just thankful and grateful, man, how the show is really growing, man. I don't know if I told you this, man, but we finally decided to just focus on the Blog Talk Radio show and just take it to another, take the stage, to take this program to a whole nother level, man. So thank God with the sponsors we can do that. And if you're interested in being a sponsor for this wonderful program and keeping this program out into the community, man, everybody out there, y'all make sure that y'all email me. We got an easy email now, a brand new email. It's real easy. Dunnyb, it's simple. Dunnyb27@yahoo.com. Now, John, I'm gonna tell you, I gotta keep it real. Some of these people, they got the hardest email and the hardest website, and they expect for people to just jump to it. But I'm gonna tell you what happened to me, John. Mm-hmm. This one rich businessman gave me some tips that I never forget. I was actually giving him a business card, and one thing that he told me, and I want everybody out here who got their own business to remember this, because this man right here is a pro. He gave me the best tip. If I don't never ever see this white man again, I can understand say that this white man gave me some good advice. This white man said, "Sir, this business card, I'm looking at your business card." And I thought it was a joke at first. I said, "Okay." So mm-hmm. I said, "Okay, what are you talking about?" He told me, said, "Sir, when you're doing a business card, man, and you're trying to get your website out there, you got to come up with a short website, a short name for a website."
Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is he talking about? But then I got to thinking after me and him stopped talking, I got to thinking. It do make a lot of sense that you don't have, because you got to understand, people don't have time no more. People are so busy in this lifetime that they don't have time. So when you get to making a long name for a business card, people sometimes won't even go and look at it. Same way with email. Well, he was telling me that my email was way too long, and it was saying I need to shorten it down to something real simple. And I didn't even think about that, but now I realize that. So, you know, that's when I came over. I said, you know what, let me go ahead on and go with DonnieB27@yahoo.com, because that's easy. It's easy. They already know who I am, Donnie B, and they already know. So if I add just two numbers on it and go to yahoo.com, that would be easy and perfect. So the thing that I tell a lot of people out there, especially business people out there, if you really want people to promote your business, promote what you do, you got to come up with a better short name for your business so people can actually go to it. Because if the letter's too long, 90% chance, if it's something that they're not really interested in, they're not even going to check it out. Now, if they're interested, they might, but it's just like you just taking that chance, man. What are your thoughts on that, man? Have you ever thought about that, John?
Absolutely.
As a businessman for you.
Absolutely. I'm listening, Donnie. So complete your thought.
Well, that's the only thing that I wanted to say, man, because there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people out there be used to tell me all the time, man, that name is too long. So, you know, what y'all got to do is just, you know, if you got your own business, man, you coming up with an idea for a website, don't come up with something real, real long. Come up with something short and simple that people can go to and check out. That way you'll have a better chance of having the more people to check out the website. And what I plan on doing, man, I really want to give some knowledge to a lot of people. So we're going to bring in some... I would love to bring in a business owner to call into the program to talk about the real deal behind business, man, how we can, you know, the marketing part of it, promotion, marketing. And John, you would be good at that because that's what you went... You studied part of that.
Yes, well, I'm going to save that. I'm going to save that for that particular time. So I take the fifth on that one because the team, you know what I mean? I understand, but you know, I'm sort of going in geek mode, so I'm just sitting back and observing and using the tools of listening, and that's it. It's just applying that mode of silence, you know. But, you know, other than that, you know, it's a wonderful thing because some of these keys are very essential. And I was just thinking of something that I had wrote about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
In my, and, you know, it's very key. Change will no longer be accomplished through war and violence, but through a
right.
internal dissolving of religions, personal and political belief systems, which will quietly collapse from within as their infrastructure becomes reshaped without the loss of human life. Humans
wow.
will actually adopt these spiritual principles and abandon the senselessness of war and violence of their predecessors, a wasteful ambition. They will realize that all have contributed to the unseen violent energy of the world by their own violent behaviors. No matter how small and or large the contribution, it will be realized that greater things can be accomplished collectively and faster and better than the old primitive barbaric ideas of war and violence that is unsustainable. This is the will of the inescapable spirit that is evolving all of us in that direction. What's your thought on that, Donnie?
Man, you know what? I'm sort of like you, man. I'm just sure, man. I'm listening to you, man, because I think what you're saying make a lot of sense, man. I'm just listening to the knowledge that you're giving, man. You're giving some power of knowledge, man. But You know what, man? It's nothing new to me, man, because every time you call into the program, you always giving out some really, really good knowledge, man, especially for the community. And the community, to me, man, and that's why I thank God for our sponsors, man, because our sponsors make that opportunity for people to be able to hear information like that, important information. So definitely want to say a big shout-out to all of our sponsors that we got, man, because without the sponsors, we wouldn't be hearing people like John White coming on here and giving the real game, the real knowledge about what we need to know. So, man, you give them to me a knowledge, man. That's all I can say.
Well, that comes from all of us, because I am just a reflection of the rest of the family and or our neighbors throughout the hemisphere, be it here or on the other side. So the little bit of knowledge that I acquired it from the wombs of all the mothers and grandmothers and our mothers and our daughters and sisters. And that's the knowledge from being homeschooled in the womb and then bringing it to the surface. So it's not from me. It's from those that came before us. So I'm just sharing what they have given to us and loaned us. So it's an honor for me, and I am grateful, and I'm honored and humbled as well. So I don't toot my horn. This is something that we all have, and some of us have a little loss of memory, but we can regain that through, you know, these fundamental changes, and then, you know, tapping into the competent side of this thing, the principle of correspondence, which all of us have, and it firmly establishes this. So this truth is echoed and in our minds, as above, so below, and as below, so above. So contrary to popular belief, in spirit, the state of being is the soul experiencing a semi-state of consciousness because of the loss of the five senses, and we all at times suffer the lack of being whole because of the mental plane and physical plane and these different energies that some of us can come out of our homes in the morning and or evenings or at night, and then we become seduced by different energies. And you know, you have the psychic attacks, and you have, you know, the hating and the ignorance. So we can recreate those seven senses and do what we need to do. But the soul is essential to the completeness of soul. And, you know, we have to do what we have to do. So the individual soul allows the body to become subject to these different energies. So we just have to regroup and recreate and then teach our children also the entrepreneurial energies of owning and operating, being the employers as opposed to employees. You know what I'm saying? So self-mastery is not accomplished through a belief, but through the solid knowledge of wisdom and understanding. That's all.
That's real talk right there, man.
That's all.
For those who just now tuning into us, we're talking to my main man right here, John White, doing it real big. I tell you what, man, we're going to take one more quick station break, man. We got to, you know, these are our sponsors, man. This show is brought to you by all of our sponsors on here. We're going to go to our quick sponsors. And then we'll be right back. This is the last part of our sponsor for the night. Y'all make sure y'all check them out. And again, man, John, we definitely want to thank you, man, because you, again, as always, you always giving some real knowledge, man. But let's go to our last part of our sponsor for the night, right here on 109.3 FM, the Gospel. We'll be right back.
A great time to turn your outdoor living space into a mini spa retreat. To help, here are some tips for enjoying your backyard spa and keeping maintenance simple. Proper water circulation is important. Run the circulation system every day. Continue to clean the filter every 4 to 6 weeks. To preserve spa surfaces and prevent dirt buildup, you can use off-the-wall surface cleaner and spa guard cleaning mitts, powerful low-sudsing cleaners that work specifically with spa water chemistry. You can learn more at spaguard.com.
Hi, Dallas 43. Are you looking for a movers company? Well, look no more. Prentice Movers has been serving the DFW Metroplex for over 25 years. They are licensed, funded, and insured. For more information, check out their website at www.prentismovers.com. Again, that website is www.prentismovers.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861 and let them know
that Mr. Donnie B over at 1093 FM The Gospel sent you over. Thank you.
Safe at home, install locks that let windows open only part way. You can feel the breeze, but kids can't crawl out. Next, put bright stickers at children's eye level on glass doors. Because kids can get entangled in window treatment cords, leading window covering manufacturer Hunter Douglas offers many styles that eliminate cords or reduce access to them. For older products, the Window Covering Safety Council has free retrofit kits. Learn more at hunterdouglas.com/child safety.
This your homie OG Ron, so you know Swish House finest Chop Stars, we in the building. I want to personally invite everybody out to attend the 6th annual OG Ron C. Texas Music Conference, taking place December the 13th through the 15th all across the Dallas Metroplex. And this year, we're recognizing the producers and the DJs, making it the year of the mix. So Thursday, December the 13th, come out to Club OUI for the kickoff party featuring the 7th year celebration of Skylife Entertainment with special invited guests, my homie, DeRoe, Gator Man, Michael 5000 Watts, Lil Will, Trey Peso, Maybach Music Group's A-Bebe, my girl Kiki J, and many more. Friday, December the 14th, is DFW's first ever silent beat auction at the Halftime Bar and Grill in Arlington, with producers such as my homie DJ Chose, B King, Player Skills, and Big Faze, just to name a few, will be auctioning off their beats to registered bidders. And profits of the beats sold will go towards benefiting the children of AIDS Arms and Kim's Kids Foster Homes. To register your beat and for more information, visit www.ogroncTMC.com. Saturday, December the 15th, the official music conference is at Club OUI, featuring 4 panels, artist performances, Q&A, and a special fashion show hosted by super video model Ebony J. The conference begins at 12 noon with the official after party at Club Onyx Dallas. Remember, admissions into the events is 3 new unwrapped toys to be donated to the Children AIDS Arms at Kim's Kids Foster Homes. So for more information, visit www.ogroncTMC.com or contact Sky of Sky Life Entertainment at 214-815-4979. See you there.
Man, you got to check out the hottest new CD, To Master, by Pastor Jimmy Prentice. Everybody is talking about the hottest CD across the country. For more information about purchasing this new CD, all you got to do is go to www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Again, that's www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861. Again, 817-929-3861. Purchase this CD. Everybody's talking about this CD. It is off the change. Y'all check it out first and tell them you heard it first on 1093 FM, thegospel.org.
We go!
It's not that your radio sounds strange. You just found a station that plays what you like. And thanks for listening.
All right, y'all, man. That's right. Thanks for listening, because we are your number one programming right here. We definitely want to, man, thank my main man, John White, for calling in tonight, man. We got less than 4 minutes left before we be getting off the airways. I got to say a big shout-out to my other homeboy, man, Jay, listening to us tonight. He said that he's been going, say John White, he said he's been running back and forth, man, listening to us and checking out the TV show Lifetime. I mean, the network called Lifetime.
Okay, so, wonderful.
We got a shout-out to him, and he likes to listen to them, some educational programs and stuff. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You got to educate yourself, man. What you think
about
that, General?
That's wonderful. That's right. Now, is he with you on staff, or he's a listener?
No, he just supports the show, man. He's actually a hip-hop artist. I'm going to be working with him with his music. Yeah, working with him with his music and stuff.
Wonderful.
Shout out to him when it's real big. Man, John, you've been there. Man, my mama told me to tell you she really enjoyed the show tonight. What you think about that, John?
That's a wonderful thing. That brings me a lot of joy because it's creative balance and it is creative in all aspects, because as long as we're respecting ourselves and respecting the elders and seniors and respecting the mothers of civilization, that's the key. Because anytime we become disruptive, and we forget mannerism by using provocative gestures and or profanity within their presence, that's not really healthy, because that creates dark energy. So when we think of things, we should think of when God Almighty gives us a vision, he uses pain and setbacks and trials to qualify our character for it. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. Anger makes you and me smaller, while forgiveness forces us, you, me, to grow beyond what we were. Let go of the pain and mistakes of our past relationships. Believe in the promise of our future. If a man makes a woman feel loved, safe, cherished, and valued, she will build him an empire, a global empire. Love is not complicated. People are.
Man, that's real time, right?
It's a wonderful day, brother. It's a wonderful day. And you know, you just have to remember that, Donnie. All of us, we know we have to take that everywhere we go. You know, we have to use mannerism and self-respect and do the best we can and help one another and forgive one another and do what we need to do to change the world. We can do it, but it has to be done collectively. You know what I mean? We can do it, but we just have to regain our memory, regain self-respect. We have to regain mannerism. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of young people and old people.
We got 90 seconds real quick. I need to say a big shout out to a presentation gift. Make sure y'all go out there and support Donna. For more information, y'all can call Donna Jones at area code 817-841-9418. Her website is called presentationgift.leach.com. That's presentationgift.lish.com. Y'all go out there and support her. I just want to make sure we shout out to her real quick but anyway, man, we got 60 seconds left, man. I tell you what, we'll see you again tomorrow night. We'll be on from 8
yes.
6 to 10 and time to 10. Y'all make sure that y'all check us out tomorrow night from 8 to 10. Remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference in someone's life. And we'll see y'all again. John, you'll be back tomorrow night too, won't you, man?
Yes, and I wanted to say in closing, pardon my manners, everyone. I didn't mean to consume the airwaves. Pardon my manners. Please forgive me. Okay. And thank you for the opportunity again, everyone. Thank you, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Anytime, man. All right, y'all. Remember, y'all, we're about to get ready to leave, but we'll be back again tomorrow, same time, right here on 109.3 FM, The Gospel.